慕道朋友，主内同龄，大家平安。
Peace to you, my dear brothers and sisters and our guests.
感谢你们拨出你们宝贵的时间到教会来，参与这个福音的工作。
We thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to come here to have a part in God's gospel.
愿主耶稣啊，让我们每一位诚心来到他面前的人。都能够享受主里的平安。
May everyone has a part in the peace of God.
今天晚上啊，跟大家分享就是活得有平安。
And my topic for this evening's sermon is to live with peace.
我们俗语常说啊，平安就是福。
We often say that to live in peace is a blessing itself.
有平安胜过这个其他的财富享乐。
Having peace is definitely surpasses having wealth and luxury.
去年9月23号，台湾呐、的首富蔡万林先生过世。
Last year on September the 23rd, the wealthiest man in Taiwan passed away.
他也是世界百富啊啊之内的。
He is also among the top 100 wealthiest men in the world.
他死的时候留下了美金50亿元。
When he passed away, he left behind $500 million of wealth.
他从小非常穷苦。
Sorry, he left behind $5 billion, and he was very poor when he was young.
可以说是白手起家。
He actually built his wealth with his two hands.
奋斗一生。
He has worked hard all his life.
确实大有成就。
And indeed, he has worked hard and has gained much.
非常可惜的，就是他离世之前就已经卧病7年。
Unfortunately, prior to his death, he had been ill for 7 years.
却没有办法得享晚年。
He was unable to enjoy his retirement years.
这是非常遗憾的事情。
This is very unfortunate.
虽然他自己也经营台湾这个国泰医院，
Even though he himself has a hospital,
却不能让他得享平安。
Unfortunately, his hospital could not give him peace.
他曾经到美国找最高明的医生。
He once went to the U.S. to find the best doctor.
要花多少钱他都无所谓。
He is willing to spend as much money as possible.
只要能够活得健康，活得有平安。
He doesn't mind spending lots of money as long as he could have his health.
但是非常可惜。
Unfortunately.
这七年来，他一直卧病在床。
For the 7 years, he was ill constantly.
甚至有知觉却不能讲话。
He was conscious, but he couldn't talk.
终于走了。
And finally, he left.
他的成就是每个人所羡慕的。
His achievement was admired by most.
但是却不能得享平安。
But he could not enjoy peace.
这绝对是他所料想不到的事情。
This is definitely something that he did not expect.
我们看圣经里面呢、这个传道书第六章。
Let's turn to the Bible, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6.
第一节，第二节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 2.
传道书六章第一节，第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verses 1 and 2.
这里说，我见日光之下有一桩祸患，重压在人的身上。第二节。
2.
就是人蒙神赐他资财丰富荣尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺，只是神使他不能吃用，还有外人来吃用。 这是虚空，也是祸患。这个资财丰富尊荣可以说是我们人生追求的一个目标。
We can say that wealth, possessions, and honor are a common goal for all mankind.
所以我们见面的时候常常互相祝福，心想事成。
When we see each other, we often greet each other, may your wishes come true.
因为他有资财，有丰富，有尊荣，所以他心里所愿的一样都不缺。
And because if a person has wealth, possessions, and honor, then all his wishes will have come true.
但是我们常常会感受到人生的缺陷。
But we often think that there is something lacking in life.
美中不足。
Something is always lacking.
因为这里说神确实他不能吃用。
Because here it says that God does not give him power to enjoy them.
年纪大一点的人感受很深。
People who are more advanced in age tend to feel more about life.
劳碌一辈子。
They have toiled all their life.
年纪大了。
They're old.
不愁吃不愁穿了。
They don't have to worry about food and shelter. 正
可以安享晚年的时候。
This is the time that they enjoy their years.
身体却不是很好。
But their health starts to fail.
虽然有钱可以享受。
Even though they now have the money to enjoy life,
却不得吃用。
But they could not enjoy them.
因为胆固醇过高。
Because they have high cholesterol.
血脂肪过高。
They have high fat content in the blood.
尿酸过高。
They are diabetic.
血糖过高。
High blood content.
血压过高。
High blood pressure.
山珍海味摆在面前却不得享用。
And all the wonderful food placed before them, but they could not eat them.
所以圣经说这是虚空的人生。
And that is why the Bible tells us that life is vain.
真是一件祸患。
And this is a sore affliction.
就是让你身体可以很健康。
Even if you do have your health.
儿女众多
，You have a lot of children.
年岁长久
，You live a long life.
但是第三节告诉我们哦
，But verse 3 goes on to say,
人若生一百个儿子，活许多岁数，以致他的年日甚多，心里却不得满享福乐，又不得埋葬。据我说，这那不到其而死的胎比他倒好。第四节
Verse 4,
因为徐徐而来，暗暗而去，名字被黑暗遮蔽。第五节
5,
并且没有见过天日，也毫无知觉，这胎比那人倒享安息。第六节
6,
那人虽然活千岁千年，再活千年，却不享福。众人岂不都归于一个地方去吗？这里说，虽然你生了一百个儿子
，Even if you have 100 children，
早期这个富豪贵族要生一百个儿子是很平常的事情。
In the old days, it is quite usual for the rich and the powerful to have a lot of children.
保养有素。
And they lead a good life, so they always look youthful.
身体很健康。
They have good health.
活得很长寿。
They live a long life.
但是这里说，却不得满享福乐。
However, verse 3 says here that he does not enjoy life's good things.
死的时候不得埋葬
，and also has no burial.
那真是虚空。
Then this is vanity.
圣经所记载的，我们现实生活上都有。
And what is recorded in the Bible actually reflects life.
在台湾，一位前副总统连战先生。
In Taiwan, the former Vice President Mr. Lian Zhan.
他的一个亲家公啊，叫陈查某，台语叫丹查某啊。其实他是男的，不是查某啊。
One of his relatives has a very girly name, but he's actually a male.
这是民间的迷信啊，取一个不好的名字才不会被鬼抓走。
There is a Chinese custom belief that if you have a girly name, then you will not be captured by the ghosts.
哎，他却是一个大富豪。
And this Mr. Chen is a very rich man.
但是死的时候两年不得下葬。
But when he died, he couldn't be buried for 2 years.
啊，这个是报纸所登载的。
This was reported in the newspaper.
为什么？
What is the reason for this?
就是因为太有钱了。
It's because he is too rich.
哎。他的孩子为了财产啊，分财产不能摆平，以至于他的尸体两年不得下葬。
The reason he couldn't be buried for 2 years was that his children were fighting over his wealth.
这真是一件可悲的事情。
This is indeed pathetic.
啊，所以我常说，一个人要活得长寿。必须要有他具备的条件。
I often say that in order for a person to have longevity, there must be certain conditions that must be met.
第一
，first，
要有钱。
You must be rich.
第二
，second，
要活得健康。
You must be healthy.
第三
，third，
啊，祖孙孝顺。
Your children and grandchildren must honor you.
他才能够享受天伦之乐。
Then they can enjoy life, life's good things.
啊，重伴轻礼，这个时候啊，你再有钱，再健康，也是一件悲哀痛苦的事情。
Even if you're rich, you have a lot of children, and but if they do not honor you, your life is bitter.
就是让你活得再长寿。
So no matter how long you live.
这里说，能够。活一千年，又一千年。
Here it says, if you could live 1,000 years and or twice of that.
现代的人很注重健康。
Everybody is health conscious now.
啊，不但这个健康食品啊销路很好。
Normally you see that the health foods are selling very well.
大家也注重运动。
Everybody also emphasizes on exercises.
盼望活得健康，活得长寿。
We hope to live healthy and long.
哎，最近呢、啊，这个媒体啊有公告啊。
Recently, it was reported in the news.
一些生计科学家已经发现人生啊，人身体啊，这个基因的密码。
That some geneticists have uncoded the human's DNA.
人会生病
humans become ill、
啊、人会老
humans age、
哎、都是因为基因出问题
it's all because there's something wrong with your DNA or your genes
现在生技科技发达可以、啊、修补、啊、你受损的基因
now that we are in a bioengineering age it is possible to actually repair your genes
所以预测、啊、将来人的生命可能活到1200岁。
So it is estimated that in the future humans can live to the age of 1,200 years.
但科技的发达让你觉得这个不是天方夜谭。
Because of advancement of science, we think that this is not a fairy tale anymore.
因为圣经早就跟我们预言了。
Because the Bible has already prophesied.
能够活到一千年又一千年
If you can live 1,000 and or twice of that
到最后还不是归于一个地方去吗
But do you not all go to the one place at the end?
啊，所以人在世上活着要紧要活得有平安
So when we live on earth the important thing is that we must live in peace
走的时候走得很安然
and when we depart from this world, we must also leave in peace.
知道我要往哪里去。
We must know where we will be going.
他走的时候没有挣扎。
When we live, we can leave without struggle.
没有恐惧。
Without fear.
因为他知道我要到哪里去。
Because we will know where we're going.
他真的能够享受真正的平安。
And we shall enjoy the true peace.
啊，但是我们在这个动乱的这个世间，我们却常常不能得享平安。
However, living in this turmoil age, we cannot enjoy peace.
为什么？
What is the reason?
耶稣跟我们讲到一个非常切身的问题。
The Lord Jesus has touched upon a point that relates to all of us.
他说人在世上活得不平安。
He said humans do not live in peace.
就是因为好像树枝离开了树干。
It is likened to a branch that has been broken off from the tree.
它跟生命的根源呢隔绝了。
The branch has broken off from the source of life.
离开树干的树枝虽然清脆，仍然好像还活得很旺盛。
This broken branch, it may still be green and luscious.
但它一旦离开了树干，
But once it has been broken off,
跟生命的生根源隔绝了。
It has broken off from the source of life.
这个树枝的生命啊是短暂的，它就会渐渐枯萎。
Then the life left in the branch will be short, and the branch will slowly wither away.
主耶稣就是告诉我们，当人类第一代的祖先违背了神的旨意，离开了神的爱，就好像树枝离开了树干。
And Lord Jesus is telling us that the ancestors of mankind, Adam, has offended God, sinned against God, and left him. It's like unto a branch broken off from the tree.
也因着罪的缘故，人就经历了生老病死。
And it is because of sin that we humans suffer from old age, illnesses, and death.
圣经说，所经过的日子都在神的震怒之下。
The Bible tells us that the days we live on earth are under the wrath of God.
所过的年日就是劳苦愁烦转眼成空。
And the days we live, including toil and anxiety, would slowly pass away.
啊，所以我们要能够真正的得享平安。
In order to gain true peace,
我们就是要回到那是我们生命主宰我们生活动作的神的面前。
We have to return to our source of life. We have to return to God who controls our life.
这个约伯记的二十二章，
Let's turn to Job chapter 22,
二十一节，
verse 21,
就告诉我们。
This verse tells us,
你要认识耶和华，
that you must know God.
你就必得平安，
and you will be at peace.
福气也必临到你，
and goodwill will come to you.
好，我们要得享平安，
in order to have peace,
我们就必须要来认识这个掌管我们的生命存活的神。
We must come to know the God who controls life.
我们才能够从他得享平安，
from him we shall then receive peace.
并且领受他所赐予给我们的福气。
And then we shall receive blessings from him.
到底神是哪一位？
So who is God?
我们不是拜很多神吗？
Do we not worship a lot of gods?
其实我们所拜的神很多都是受造的神。
In fact, a lot of gods we worship are created by us.
因为他的善行美德我们尊崇他，死了就把他尊称为神。
And because of their good deeds and charitable deeds, after they have passed away, we honor them as gods.
或是天象生树。
Or perhaps we worship nature.
但是总归所拜的很多都是受造之物。
But in conclusion, many of the gods we worship are created by us.
其实我们所应该敬拜的乃是那能够造天地万物、造我们人类、主宰我们生活动作的存留的神，那一位才是真正的神。
In fact, we should be worshiping the God who created life, who created the universe, and who controls life.
在《使徒行传》十七章里面
，In Acts chapter 17，
二十二节一直到二十六节
，Verse 22 to verse 26。
这有就是保罗有一次在希腊雅典在那边巡回的时候。
Once when Paul was traveling in Athens, Greece,
看见那些雅典人凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
He noticed that the Athenians worship a lot of spirits and gods.
甚至呢，连不认识的神也要拜。
And they would even worship an unknown god.
就好像我们所以说有烧香就有庇佑。
It's likened to us saying that as long as we burn an incense, we will be protected.
但是保罗在这里就跟他们介绍我们当敬拜的神。
And here, Paul introduced to the Athenians the God they should be worshipping.
二十四节就告诉我们，那创造宇宙和其中万物的神，他既然是天地的主宰。
Verse 24 says, The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth.
他就不是住在这个庙殿里面的神。
He does not live in shrines made by man.
他也不用人用手、用食物来服侍他。
Nor is he served by human hands.
好像他自己缺少了什么。
As if he lacks something.
反倒能够将生命气息万物是给我们世上万人。
On the other hand, he himself gives to all men life and breath and everything.
这位神就起初从一个人造出我们世上万族人的神。
This God created all of us from one person.
并且他预先就定准人的年限和所住的疆界。
And he has also predestined our life, our age, and our boundaries.
也就是主宰着我们的生活动作存留的神。
He is the one who directed our life.
这位神，我们常说我们是他所生的。
We often claim that we are born by this God.
所以我们俗语常说人是天生地养的。
That is why we often say that it is the heaven who gives birth to us and the earth who
raises
us. 人是
从神那里来的。
It is true that humans come from God.
所以有时候，早期有很多人起孩子这个天生的、天来的、天赐的。
And that is why in ancient days, many parents would give their children names that would suggest that they came from heaven.
知道人乃是天上这位真神所造的。从神而来的。
Because they knew that humans come from God who created heaven and earth.
但是我曾经问过很多老人家。
But I have asked many elderly people.
老伯伯贵庚啊。
I asked them, dear sir, how old are you?
哎呀，老了，要走了。
I am old, I'm almost gone.
你要走到哪里去啊？
Where are you going?
哎呀，人死了就是到阴间去吗？
When humans die, they go to hell or Hades.
阴间不是很痛苦的地方吗？
Wouldn't Hades be a very painful place to be?
是刑罚罪人的地方呢？
It is a place that punishes sinners.
但是人都是这么说嘛，死了就是下到阴间去嘛。
But that's what everybody says, that when you die, you go to Hades.
我们既然从神而来，怎么不回到神那里去？
If we came from God, why don't we return to Him?
其实圣经告诉我们，就因着罪的缘故，我们与神隔绝了。
The Bible tells us that it is because of sin that we have departed from God.
所以我们一个有罪的人，有家就归不得了。
So as a sinner, we have a home, but we can't go back to it.
但是主耶稣来告诉我们。
However, Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, he told us.
约翰福音第一章第一节以下。
Starting from Gospel John chapter 1 verse 1 onwards.
说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
That in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道成为肉身到世上来。
The Word was manifest in the flesh and came to the world.
也就是神在肉身向我们显现。
Which is God manifested in the flesh and appeared to us.
就是耶稣基督。
And he is Jesus Christ.
他来就是要让我们这个肉眼所看不到的天上这位神在肉身上有形有体的向我们显现出来。
He came to reveal himself, which is usually invisible since he is a spirit, but he came to reveal himself in the form of a human to us.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
That is why Jesus says, I am the path, I am the truth, and I am the life.
若不借着我，就不能回到父那里去。
If not through me, you shall not return to the Father.
所以今天我们啊，要认识天上这位神，就是要认识耶稣。
Today, to know the God in heaven, we must know Jesus.
我们要回到天上的神那里去，我们是借着耶稣基督。
In order to return to the God in heaven, we must go through Jesus Christ.
因为他就是道路。
Because Jesus Christ is the path.
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
他就是生命。
And he is the life.
没有借着主耶稣基督。
If not through him,
我们就不能回到天父那里去。
We will not go back to our Heavenly Father.
我在台湾注牧工作的时候
While I was working in Taiwan
在半夜接到一通电话
One day in the middle of the night I received a phone call
有一个青年打电话给我
A youth called me
他说传道你能不能来帮我祷告
弟兄姐妹
一个青年
弟兄姐妹
He called and he said, Preacher, can you come and help me to pray?
我说什么事?
I asked him, what happened?
原来这个青年啊，是在读大学二年级的时候，就患了这个肾脏病变的症候群。
And in fact, this young man was in his second year university and he had suffered an illness.
休息在家。疗养养病
He had an illness in his kidneys and he is resting at home
他是一个乡下的孩子
He is a boy from a village
家里穷苦
His family was poor
所以他很认真读书
So he studied very hard
他读大学就选择国际贸易系
AndHe chose as his major international trading.
他想做大生意，赚点钱，改善家庭的生活。
He wanted to be a businessman to make a lot of money so that he could be rich and help his family.
想不到读到大学二年级却染患了这个肾脏病变症候群。
Unfortunately, during his sophomore years, he had an illness in his kidney.
没有书没有帮我再读了就休息在家了
He couldn't study anymore so he was resting at home
经过很多医生没有办法治疗
And he has seen many doctors and they could not help him
民间的偏方草药他说吃的不止一牛车
He said he has eaten a truckload full of the remedies that was introduced to him
他的同学里面有我们真耶稣教会的信徒
Among his classmates there was one who belonged to our church
曾经跟他做见证要他来信耶稣求主耶稣医治看顾他
And our member testified to him that he must believe in the Lord Jesus and Jesus will help him
他说 世上没有神。
But he said there is no God.
他不相信神。
He does not believe in God.
哎，但是怎么讲，他都没有办法接受信仰。
And no matter how how one testifies to him, he cannot accept God.
哎，所以那些同学啊，没有办法，要走的时候就留下了啊。这个教会的小册里面有教会的电话啊，告诉他，如果你认为有需要的时候，你就打这个电话找传道。
And prior to his leaving, his classmate, our members, left him with a brochure, and in it was the address and phone number of our church. And our members said, if ever you wish to come to the church, call this number.
这个病啊越来越严重。
As his condition began to worsen,
所以他感受到一天一天啊接近死亡。
He felt that he is closer and closer to death.
所以这天晚上啊他就心里啊一种恐惧。
And that night, he felt fear in his heart.
感受到他就要走了。
He felt that he was going to die.
所以这个时候他想，我这么年纪轻轻，
So at that point, he thought to himself, I am so young.
我的心愿都还没有达成，我就走了，我心里很不甘愿。
How can I just die without fulfilling all my wishes?
但我又怎么办？
I will not die willingly, but what else can I do?
所以在这个时候啊，他就想到还有一线生机。
At this point, he suddenly realized that there is still one slim hope.
就是同学跟他所做见证的耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus who was testified by his classmate.
啊，他说：“你们在世上有苦难，在我里面就有平安。”
Jesus says that you have toil on earth, but in me you shall find peace.
只要我们认识天上这位真神
，As long as we come to know the true God in heaven,
啊，我们能够虔诚地敬拜他，信靠他。
As long as we worship him reverently.And trust him,
他要赏赐我们平安。
He shall bless us with peace.
把福气赐给我们。
And he shall bless us with blessings.
所以这个时候，他不得不来求告主。
And that is why this young man decided to call upon Jesus.
所以他半夜打电话给我。
And that is why he called me in the middle of the night.
我那个时候我就接了电话，我就骑着机车到他的地方去。
And after I put down the phone, I went over to him on my motorbike.
他整个身体都浮肿。
His whole body was swelling.
啊，不能穿正常的衣服，要穿那个啊睡袍、运动衫，非常宽阔的。
He couldn't put on regular clothes. He has to put on a sleeping robe or some exercise suits which are bigger and softer.
我就跟他介绍了这位耶稣。
So I introduced to him Jesus.
哎，也告诉他，人在世上，啊，有苦难，有死亡的原因。
And I told him the reason why we suffer on this earth.
我们应该怎么样回到神的面前呢
？And I told him how we could go back to God.
啊，帮他祷告。
And I prayed for him.
啊，感谢主，祷告之后，他心就平静下来。
I thank God that after our prayers.He felt better.
不再有恐惧感。
He no longer fears.
接着，就信徒啊，每天晚上去接他到教会来。
And the days following that, members would pick him up at his house every evening to come to church.
他鞋子都没有办法穿了，要穿那个啊，用脚趾头夹的那个拖鞋。
He couldn't wear shoes. He could only be wearing big, loose slippers.
啊，那个时候，他这个肾脏，这个尿蛋白是四个加号。肾脏，
At that time, his kidneys were not functioning very well.
哎，也就是他肾脏啊，都已经失去功能。
Oh, actually, the kidneys have lost all its functions.
后来教会啊，迫切帮他祷告。
But members of the church prayed for him very fervently.
他说他要禁食祷告。
But this young man said he wants to fast and pray.
我说，你先祷告之前，先去做检查。
I said to him, before you pray, you should go to the doctor and have a thorough examination.
然后祷告。
And then you start your prayers.
他就把药物放弃，因为觉得吃药没有用。
So he decided not to take medication because he felt that medication was useless.
就专心祷告。
So he concentrated on prayers.
结果即使祷告一段时间，他在做检查，竟然有进步。
After a period of time, when he fasted and prayed, he went back to the doctor for an examination, and there were some improvements to his condition.
后来他就接受洗礼。
Later on, he accepted baptism.
和他的妈妈一起受洗。
His mother and him both accepted water baptism at the same time.
受洗之后，
after baptism,
有一天晚上，
after baptism one night,
他感到很辛苦。
He felt very tired.
就祷告，就起来祷告。
He felt pain, and therefore he got up to pray.
祷告的时候，就被神的灵充满。
In his prayers, he was filled with the Spirit of God.
圣经里面呢，主耶稣要复活升天之前，曾经应许门徒要赐圣灵给我们。
Prior to the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, he promised his disciples that he will bless them with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要做我们对神呢体认的一个。有力的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit is a proof that God is with us.
因为圣经说，我们怎么知道有神？
Because the Bible tells us that how do we know God exists?
是因为所赐给我们的圣灵。
It is through the Holy Spirit given to you.
我们怎么知道将来信耶稣将来能够到天国去？
How do we know that believing the Lord Jesus we will go to heaven in the future?
圣灵就是我们最好的凭据。
The Holy Spirit acts as our proof.
结果在很痛苦的时候，祷告被圣灵充满。
In times of his sufferings, he prayed and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
也就是神的灵临到他的时候。
Which is the Spirit of God came upon him.
他嘴巴本来念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，就舌头一直在卷动，就圣经所说的说方言。
Initially, he was repeating the words "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," but later on, his tongue began to roll, which is what is what the Bible called speaking in tongue.
哇，这个时候他出了满身的大汗。
And he was sweating at this time.
这个时候他感受到他全身好像病痛都没有了。
And at this point, he felt that all the illnesses were gone.
得到圣灵之后，他的病竟然好了。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit, he was cured.
以后再做检查。
When he went back to the doctors,
完全康复。
He has fully recovered.
后来他第二年就开始复学。
The next year, he went back to school to complete his studies.
那有一次祷告的时候，
Once while he was praying,
神的灵感动他。
The Spirit of God moved him.
他一直感到神真的是可信的神。
He felt that indeed God is trustworthy.
从他自己的体认里面呢，从一个无神论者变成一个深深相信有神，神会听人祷告、赐福气的神。
His own experience tells him that from an atheist to one who deeply believes in God, he knew that God would bless him.
所以他感到耶稣这么爱我。
He felt that Jesus loves me so much.
我要怎么样对主耶稣做一个爱的回应？
How do I repay him for his love?
他祷告的时候就心里这么想。
And that was his thought in his prayer.
主啊，我病好起来，我要为你将来要为你做业余的传道。
He said, Lord, I am now recovered, but in the future I will be a part-time preacher for you.
当他心里这么想的时候，
When he was thinking this particular thought,
神灵能感动他自己翻方言。
The Spirit of God moved him that he translated his own tongue.
也就是他讲出灵言来说，不是业余的，是专职的，不是业余的，是专职的。
Rather, he heard himself or he understood himself saying, not part-time, but full-time.
后来学校毕业之后，
And after he graduated from university,
当兵回来。
And he served in the military for a few years.
工作了两年。
He came back and then he worked for 2 years.
后来就献身当传道。
He offered himself to God as a preacher.
今天很刚好他两个儿子在场。
And today, fortunately, his two sons are here.
啊，这个陈宗阳传道两个儿子啊，请站起来，让大家看看啊。
Two sons of Preacher Chen Zhongyang.
因为他舅舅在多伦多啊，所以他两个又上大学了啊，利用暑假到多伦多了来看他这个舅舅舅妈他们。
The two brothers are here visiting the relatives who lived in Toronto.
啊，所以昨天晚上到我们温哥华过来。
And last night they arrived in Vancouver.
准备安息日之后就要回台湾了。
And after the Sabbath day, they will be returning to Taiwan.
啊，神确实啊是可信的神。
And God is indeed trustworthy.
所以主耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
And the Lord Jesus said that you will suffer in this world.
在我里面就有平安。
However, you shall find peace in me.
那要怎么样才能够算在主里面？
What does it mean that you are in Christ?
我们看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。26节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
27节。
Verse
27. 26节这里告诉我们，你们呐、啊因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子啊，那要怎么样信耶稣基督才能够成为神的儿子
？Verse 26 tells us that for in Jesus Christ you are all sons of God, but how do we become sons of God？
27节就告诉我们。
And the answer is found in 27.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督的，受洗才归入基督。
Once you're baptized, you have then come into Christ.
啊，就是在主里面的人。
Then you are one in the Lord.
我们就能够享受在这个苦难的世界当中得享平安。
Then you shall find peace in this world of troubles.
啊，神这个救恩呐、啊，啊，二十八节说不分种族的，不管犹太人、希利尼人。
And in verse 28 it tells us that the salvation of God does not differentiate between race and races.
没有阶级分别的。
There is no difference of who you are.
啊，不管是自主的、为奴的。
Whether you are a slave or whether you are free.
也没有男女的歧视。
And we do not discriminate against gender.
哎，不管男的、女的。
Whether you are male or female.
啊，都是因为在基督耶稣里都成为一的。
Because you are all one in Jesus Christ.
都归属耶稣基督里面。
You all belong to Jesus Christ.
所以在主里人权绝对平等的。
That is why in Christ everyone is equal.
哎，并且啊，我们既然属乎基督
，And since we belong to Christ，
就是神啊所立约的这个亚伯拉罕呐、啊，以色列人的祖宗亚伯拉罕的这个。属灵的后裔了，真正的后裔了。
Since we belong to Christ, then we are offsprings of Abraham, who was the ancestors of Israel.
啊，所以我们受洗才能够归入基督。
And it's only through baptism that we are or we come into Christ.
所以约翰福音十六章三十三节，主耶稣才说：“你们在世上有苦难，在我里面有平安。”
In the Gospel of John, Jesus says that on earth you shall find sufferings, but in me you shall find peace.
所以我们要认识真神。
That is why we must know the true God.
哎，相信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
受洗归入耶稣基督里面。
To receive baptism so that we can belong to Him.
受洗使我们罪得到赦免。
It is through baptism that our sins are remiss.
受洗又称为重生的洗礼。
Baptism is also known as the baptism of rebirth.
就好像离开树干的树枝又接枝回到树干里面了。
It is like unto the branch that had been broken off from the tree has once again grown back.
哎，就从树干里面啊得到给他生命的浇灌。
And once it has grown back to the tree or joined back to the tree, it shall once again receive the source of life.
所以在亚当里面所丧失的离开树干的这个树枝啊，因为耶稣基督的救赎在归入这个生命的根源里面得到了重生的生命。
And since we were in Adam, or we were the lost ones, we'd be likened to a branch that had been broken off from the tree. However, because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we have once again joined back to our source of life.
圣经还告诉我们怎么样受洗才能够啊归入基督。
The Bible even tells us how we should receive our baptism so that we can go back to Jesus.
罗马书第六章第三节到第五节。
In Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5.
受洗是表明和耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Baptism means that you have died with Jesus, you were buried with Jesus.
耶稣死的形状在约翰福音十九章三十节很清楚记载。
And you have resurrected with Jesus. The way that Jesus died was recorded very in detail in the book of John.
耶稣死的形状是低下头把灵魂交付神。
When Jesus died, he bowed down his head and he gave up his spirit to God.
所以洗礼要低下头。
And that is why in a baptism we would bow down our head.
表明和耶稣同死。
To signify that we die with Jesus.
要全身受浸，表明和耶稣同埋葬。
Our whole body must submerge in water to signify that we are buried with Christ.
然后从水里上来，表明和耶稣一同复活。
And when we come out of the water, it will signify that we were resurrected with Christ.
洗礼所以能够赦罪，得到重生生命。
And the reason why baptism has the efficacy of remissing our sins and giving us our life.
约翰一书第五章第六节到第八节。
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 8.
就是因为有圣灵做见证。
It tells us that the Holy Spirit acts as an evidence.
83年我注目台北教会的时候。
In 1983, while I was pastoring the Taipei Church,
有一个小朋友叫曾慧生。
There was a little child.
他九岁。九岁。
男孩。There was a little boy. He was 9 years old.
他患了骨髓性的血癌。
He suffered from leukemia. A cancer in the bone marrow.
在台湾的台大医院住院。
And he was hospitalized in one of the biggest hospitals in Taiwan.
教会的弟兄姐妹去发传单给他，向他做见证。
And our church brothers and sisters gave him some pamphlets and brochures to testify the Lord to him.
这个小孩子已经做了化学治疗，照了钴六十，头发全部掉光。
This boy has gone through chemotherapy and therefore has lost all his hair.
不得医治。
And it was an uncurable cancer.
后来台大医院给他当做实验品治疗。
However, the doctors in the hospital decided to treat him on an experimental test.
就是用那大量药剂的疗法。
And to give him great doses of medication.
本来他化疗的时候用的药剂是25单位。
And initially, during his chemotherapy, he was given a unit of 25 of dosage.
因为一直恶化。
And since his conditions had worsened,
整个血球都已经被癌细胞侵蚀95%。
All his blood cells had 95% of his blood cells had been eaten up by the cancerous cells.
所以医生用大量药剂量一次用1250单位。
So the doctors decided to give him a bigger dosage of medication in the units of 1,250.
50倍的药剂啊。
50 times of what he used to receive.
那医生问，他爸爸问医生，孩子受得了吗？
His father asked the doctors, "Can the child withstand this?"
他说，不成功变成人啊。
The doctor says, "If it's not successful, he will die."
人已经无能为力了，只有试试看。
Well, since there is nothing else that they can do, they can only try with this experiment.
结果果然没有办法了。
And in fact, it was true that even this failed.
接受大量药剂疗法之后，食道黏膜、胃肠黏膜啊，整个被破坏了。
And after receiving this huge dosage of medication, all the membranes lining up his trachea, his esophagus have all been destroyed.
开始腐烂。
And they start to rot.
已经一直在发高烧，已经四天了。
And he was having high fever, and he had it for 4 days.
哎，一滴水都没有办法喝了。
He couldn't drink a drop of water.
并且呀，啊。这个开始内出血，小便出血啊，这个皮下出血，流出来的口水都是血丝。
And he began to bleed internally. All his excretion included some blood.
所以医生跟他妈妈说，可能活不到天亮。
And the doctors told his mother that it's possible that he will not survive the night.
啊，所以那妈妈啊，那天晚上就到教会来。
And that evening, his mother came to church.
要求教会为他的孩子啊特别施洗。
She requested that the church gave that child a special baptism.
啊，因为医生说活不到天亮。
Because the doctor has said that he will not survive the night.
趁着孩子还活着，让他能够灵魂得救。
She was hoping that while the child is still alive, that his soul can be saved.
我说这个人命关天哦。
I said that this is a matter of life and death.
你回去跟你先生商量好，大家有信心啊，信心决定了，然后我们再来为他施洗。
Why don't you go back and discuss this with your husband? If both of you decided this is the right thing to do, then we will do it.
他说，但是医生说已经恐怕活不到天亮了。
She said, but the doctor said that he may not survive.
我说，我们帮他祷告。
I said we will pray for him.
如果他配得救，主耶稣会留下他生命的。
If God wants him to be saved, God will not take his life away yet.
因为这个受洗必须出于信心。
Because to receive baptism, you must have faith.
啊，最起码你们父母更要有信心。
At least you as parents must have faith.
啊，那天聚会完，我就向信徒宣布。
That evening after the service, I announced to the members.、
哎如果我们方便的话，为这个小孩子今天晚上为小孩子进食祷告。
If it is convenient, let us fast and pray for this child tonight.
感谢主，很多弟兄姐妹很有爱心，甚至呢通宵为他祷告。
And I thank God that there are many brothers and sisters who have much love, and some even to pray for him throughout the night.
第二天早上，这个孩子啊，竟然呐、啊，看爸爸醒过来，就第一句话说：“爸爸，我要受洗。”
And this child woke up the next morning, and the first thing he said to his father was, "I want to be baptized."
哇，他爸爸感动的掉眼泪。
His father was so moved that he cried.
已经不会讲话。
A boy who couldn't talk anymore.
竟然跟爸爸说：“我要受洗，还坐起来，可以坐起来。”
He even sat up in his bed and spoke to his father, saying that he wanted to receive baptism.
第二天刚好安息日，所以我们早上安息日聚会完，就到医院要带这个孩子到这个新店溪啊去施洗。
The next day happened to be the Sabbath day, and after the morning service, we planned to bring this child to a stream to be baptized.
但是医生不让他请假。
But the hospital would not discharge him.
说这个孩子完全没有免疫力，本来要住。隔离房怎么可以带去河边洗礼？那么水那么脏，不要命啊！
The doctors would not discharge him, claiming that the child has absolutely no immunity and he should have been segregated. And how can you bring him to a stream to be immersed in water?
这神是给他妈妈很有信心。
But God has given faith to his mother.
他说：“医生，你不是说我孩子活不到天亮吗？”
She said, "Doctor, didn't you say that my son will not survive through the night?"
那教会帮我们祷告，孩子现在哎精神很好，还说要受洗哎。
The church has prayed for us, and now my child is conscious, and even he said he wanted to be baptized.
啊，这个医生也信耶稣。
This doctor is also Christian.
但是，他所接受的信仰不一样。
But however, his beliefs are different from ours.
所以他跟这个孩子的妈妈说：“你信耶稣，不要信得那么迷信。”
He said.You believe in Jesus, yes, but do not be superstitious.
孩子都要死掉了，还要抱到河边去洗礼。
Your son is dying. Why you bring him to a stream to be washed?
你如果那么相信，你就请你们牧师到病房来，在床上给他点水礼就好了。
If you truly want the child to be baptized, why don't you bring your pastor over to the hospital and just sprinkle on him?
你如果有信心，不在乎这个形式。
If you have faith, you will not mind this mode of baptism.
但是典礼总要有一个仪式来完成。
But since it's a ceremony, it has to be, it's a ritual, it has to be done.
所以这个孩子的妈妈说，圣经这么讲，我们就要这么做啊。
So the mother of the child says, this is what the Bible says, and this is what we're going to do.
啊，后来医生也很生气说，你如果一定要去，那你出去了，我不负责，生命我不负责。
So the doctor later on became very angry, and he said, if you insist on bringing the child to the river, to the stream to be washed, then I will not be responsible for any of the consequences. 啊，
所以他妈妈说，如果我们不要去洗礼，你可以为我孩子的生命负责吗？
And the mother said, if I do not bring my child to the stream to be washed,
哇，那个医生
说, will you still be responsible for my child's life?
啊，谁能够负责？
The doctor said, who can be responsible for that?
那你既然不能负责，我们就交给主耶稣了。
And the mother replied, since you are not you can't be responsible for this, then why not I give my child up to God?
就叫他写了切结书。
And so he signed a release form.
我们就带到新殿西去施洗。
And we took the child to the stream to receive baptism.
那个是12月3号，天气很冷。
And that day was December the 3rd, in the middle of winter.
啊，我们到河边，大家就唱诗祷告，求神的灵运行在这个水里。
And when we arrived at the by the side of the stream, we sang and we prayed and we asked that God's spirit be moved among us.
我就带着这个小孩子一起到河里面去。
So I brought this boy into the stream with me.
奉主耶稣圣名啊，为他施洗，洗去他的罪。
And I baptized him in the name of Lord Jesus to remiss his sins.
啊，他就低下头，全身浸到水里面去。
He bowed his head, and I immerged him in the water.
哎，按照圣经，与耶稣同死同埋葬，然后从水里上来，同复活。
So according to what is recorded in the Bible, he died with the Lord, he was buried with the Lord, and when he came out of the water, he was resurrected with the Lord.
感谢主耶稣的爱，他真的与耶稣同复活了。
And I thank God for his love because the boy has indeed resurrected with Christ.
受洗起来，热退了。
And after his baptism, his fever subsided.
并且在施洗的时候，在岸上啊，很多人就看到这个洗礼的水变成耶稣的宝血。
And
都是红色。
While we were performing the baptism, then the people who were standing by the bank of the stream saw that the water around us were turned red, becoming the blood of Jesus.
又看到天上有荣光出现，荣光里面还有一个金色的十字架。
And they saw up in the sky that there was glorious light, and in this glorious light was a golden cross.
哎，感谢主，经过这样子已经呐23年了啊。
I thank God, 23 years have passed.
72年受洗的。
Was baptized in 1983.
今年已经05年了。
And
82年。
Sorry, he was baptized in 1982.
82年。
He was baptized in 1983 and now it's 2005, so 22 years have passed.
他已经大学毕业。
The boy has graduated from university.
他每年12月3号一定会打电话给我。
Every year on December the 3rd, he would call me.
啊，我开始没有注意，他后来就告诉我，长老，今天是我重生的日子，所以每年呢12月3号他就打电话给我。
At first, I didn't notice the dates, but he later on said to me that, elder, this is the day that I was reborn, so he would call me every December the 3rd.
长了180几公分。
He is very tall, over 180 centimeters.
啊，神的爱。
The love of God.
当时要出院的时候啊，这个台湾啊，中视电视台 还去特别去露营。
When he was discharged from the hospital, a television station even went to report this.
说这个孩子啊是台湾啊，在台大医院有史以来患这个骨髓性血癌第一个可以出院的孩子。
They reported that this is the boy or the child, the first child survivor of cancer in the bone marrow that survived that could walk out of the hospital.
我们在这个充满着啊病痛、苦难、各种患难啊不安的世代里面，我们要知道，耶稣基督就是我们的避难所。
We live in this world of turmoil, of war, of sufferings. We must know that Lord Jesus is our sanctuary.
啊，在主里面就能够享受平安。
And if you are in Christ, you shall then enjoy His peace.
一个人的生命啊，不在乎财富，不在乎享乐，乃在乎活得有平安。
The life of a person does not involve any wealth or possessions. Rather, it involves whether he has peace or not.
啊，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安都临到我们今天诚心来到主面前的人身上。
May the grace and peace of God be upon everyone who has come to the Lord today.
啊，我们再来唱诗。